79 as part of a English class. Wes, it was, out in Old Washington. And reading that book in 1979, he said, was really something. And it is an amazingly prophetic book. It's
And then somebody recently wrote a book called Orwell's Roses. Huh. And apparently he bought a house in 1935 and he planted these roses there. And so this woman, I guess around 2016, 17, went there to see if the roses were still alive. And the roses were still there, but I don't think she could really be sure that those were the same roses that he had planted. And so the book was about roses and Orwell.
Interesting. It would be hard to prove. You're right.
But, I guess if you did a generic test, I don't know. Is it a generic test?
Yeah, or you do some sort of test to see if they came from the same, or like a dating test or something.
Well, since they're 80 years old, you might do it a geriatric test. You know?
Yeah, I could see that. That makes sense. Well, thank you. It'd be a little thorny, but it would work.
Yeah. That would be thorny, yes.
Thanks, Tom. And congratulations to you if you came up with the correct answer. I think I've mentioned everybody who came up with it. Actually, Cal Waddle also came up with the correct answer just now, playing along on Facebook. George Orwell, who we were looking for this morning. Another chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge coming up. In our next hour. This group is called Edna's Kin.
Seventeen, a little late these days it seems, but they say heaven is well worth waiting for.
Hot Dog, the song. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings on a great group of radio stations, WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, and internet radio stations and streaming services everywhere, including slbradio.org/radio. Now it's time for a story from the WQED Writers Contest. Lydia has a story for you this morning. Here she is.
Hi, my name is Lydia. I'm 9 years old and I live in Venetia, PA. The name of my story is The Dog Sledding Team. Sizzle, the pot was boiling. Lucy sprinted over to get the pot. Then, ow, the pot was scalding hot, and Lucy's hand felt like it was on fire. She ran outside and stuck her hand in the soft, sparkling blanket of snow. Lucy looked down to the distance. What a sight it was. The mountain peaks glistened in the moonlight. These nights were the best. Lucy loved it here in Utah. She completely forgot about her steaming hot hand and the boiling water inside. Lucy felt like she was in another world. Lucy stood up and looked at her hand. It looked as if nothing had happened. She walked into her little cabin. The pot of water had cooled down. She continued to make her meal. When she was done cooking, she sat and ate alone. She started to notice that she was alone a lot, and it started to catch up to her. She needed company, so she decided to look for puppies. She was mostly looking for a husky. Lucy wanted a dog that would enjoy the snow. Ring, ring, Lucy's phone rang. She picked it up excitedly. It was the breeder of the husky puppies. Lucy was ecstatic. She couldn't wait to go see them. Names filled Lucy's head. She drove for hours, but it was worth it. The puppies were beautiful. One of them had black and white stripes down her back. Lucy decided to name her May. She loved playing and cooking with May, but her favorite activity was dog sledding. One day, Lucy decided to make a dog sledding team. She acquired more dogs and trained for many years until it was time to compete. It was the Iditarod, the biggest dog sledding competition in Alaska. Lucy was ready. Hike! Lucy yelled. The dog started to run. The Iditarod went on for days. Lucy worked hard until she could see the finish line. She was astonished. She had won. She gave all the credit to her dogs. She never felt alone again. Someday in my future, I would love to see the Iditarod race.
Here, another story at 10 o'clock this morning as we salute the WQED Writers Contest and this year's honorees.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3.
One night, Farmer Brown was taking the air. He locked up the barnyard with the greatest of care. Out in the hen house, something stirred. When he hollered, "Who's there?" This is what he heard. "There ain't nobody here but us chickens. There ain't nobody here at all. So quiet yourself and stop that fuss. There ain't nobody here but us. We chickens trying to sleep, then you bust in and hobble, 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 hobble with your chin. There ain't nobody here but us chickens. There ain't nobody here at all. You're stomping around, you're shaking the ground, you're kicking up an awful dust. We chickens trying to sleep, and you bust in and hobble, 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 hobble. It's a sin. Tomorrow is a busy day. We got things to do, we got eggs to lay. We got ground to dig and worms to scratch. It takes a lot of setting, getting chicks to hatch. There ain't nobody here but us chickens. There ain't nobody here at all. So quiet yourself and stop that fuss. There ain't nobody here but us. Kindly point that gun the other way and hobble, hobble, hobble off and hit the hay. Ground to dig and worms to scratch. It takes a lot of setting, getting chicks to hatch. There ain't nobody here but us chickens. There ain't nobody here at all. So quiet yourself and stop that fuss. There ain't nobody here but us. Kindly point that gun the other way and hobble, hobble, hobble off and hit the hay.
Hey, hey, what do you say?
It's easy pickings. There ain't nobody here but us chickens.
That's Mark Schatz and Brian McDowell getting this hour of the Saturday Light Brigade off to its start. Our crossword puzzle of the air is going to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge, and it's going to do so in just a moment.
Pear Networks joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Headquartered in Pittsburgh, Pear Networks provides website hosting and domain registration to people from around the world. More information is available at pear.com. That's P-A-I-R.com.
A quick note that if you missed last week's program, Rust Belt Troubadour Alyssa Hankey was with us on the air. Also, the Youth Shakespeare Society, students from Penn Hills Charter School of Entrepreneurship, and a feature on the West Virginia Mine Wars Museum. You can hear those features again, as well as hundreds and hundreds more. Simply go to neighborhoodvoices.org, another place where it's always Saturday. And we hope you'll join us at Buell Community Park and the Nova Place Plaza lawn. On Pittsburgh's north side, our solar concert series is back, beginning Thursday, July 7th, and continuing Thursdays in July and August, we open up with Miss Freddie's Home Cooking Band, with a mix of gospel, blues, classic rock, country, even a bit of bluegrass. Our July 7th show starts at 12:15 and will be at Buell Community Park. Mike and Mars points out that today is halfway to Christmas Day, June 25th. And also it's role-playing games day. So you could pretend to be Santa Claus, celebrate both. You'd have to wear half of the Santa Claus suit. Now let's give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. It's time for our crossword puzzle of the air. This week we're looking for an eight-letter word, eight letters. The clue is apparent. Apparent. The third letter is L, and the seventh letter is also L. The third letter is L, and the seventh letter is also L. This is a tough one. We'll see how you do with it. The clue is apparent. Eight letters, third letter L, and the seventh letter is also L. Take a guess, 412-200-5975, telephone or text, or 1-888-752-7234. Mm-hmm. Quiana Linnell.
To give, I am asking everything you have to give. We will never give up, we will never give up, we will never give in, we will never give in, we will never give up, we will never give up, we will never give in, we will never give in. You will use your youth, your sleep, your arches, your strength, your patience, your sense of humor, and occasionally the love and support of people you love very much. But we will never give up, we will never give up, we will never give in, we will never give in. In return, I have nothing to offer you but this. Your pride in being a woman, the dreams that you have for your daughters. Your pride in being a woman, the dreams that you have for yourself. We will never give up. We with the knowledge that at the end of your days, you will be able to look back and say, I never gave up, I never gave up, I never gave in, I never gave in, we never gave up, we never gave up, we never gave in, we never gave in, we will, we will never give up, we will never give up, we will never give in, we will never give in, we will never give up.
Kristen Lems, who came to mind recently when Amy Sue Berlin and Feeney's daughter posted a video of her at the Kerrville Folk Festival, of herself, that is, singing a song by Kristen Lems. You may not know her very well, but she was a seminal, and still is, artist. Coming up in the early to mid-70s and beyond, with songs to mobilize people for justice and peace and other causes. And then somebody new to me, Quiana Linnell, L-Y-N-E-L-L, the album of Little Love from 2019 on Concord Jazz, would sing out March On. Another letter in our crossword puzzle of the air is forthcoming because we've had a few correct answers, but fewer than usual. We're looking for an eight-letter word, eight letters. The third letter is L, and the seventh letter is L. The fourth letter is P. So you have blank, blank, L, P, and then blank, blank, L, and then another blank. So the third letter is L, the fourth letter is P, and the seventh letter is L. And the clue is apparent. Apparent. Russ reports that Sharon got the correct answer. Words are her thing, you know, and she is in North Carolina, along with husband Russ. John and Addie came up with the correct answer, too. They are in East Deer. Tom and McCandless just got the correct answer as well. 412-200-5975, if you would like to take a guess. I'll give you another hint. There is one more P in this word, but I'm not going to tell you where it is. So the third letter is L, the fourth letter is P, the seventh letter is L. There is one more P in the word, but I won't tell you its exact location. I will tell you that we'll have the answer for you in just a few moments. So if you happen to be driving, we are live we're live even if you're not driving, but take a moment and call us if you care to and share the correct answer with us or take a guess. 412-200-5975. The clue for the word is apparent or evident, obvious. Clearly so would be another way of expressing it. We will have the correct answer coming up in just a few moments. A lot of excitement about the Fireside Collective lately. The Sweaty Old Radio Bluegrass Band played a show with them not too long ago. And here now is a song from an album of theirs, Fireside Collective. The tune is called Circles. 412-200-5975.
Running circles in my mind, trying to find a reason why I carry on this way, losing sleep and logging miles, faded eyes and broken headlights looking back at me. Waiting at the crossroads, looking out ahead. Amber lights quickly fade to red. Rolling down the back roads, looking for a sign. Will I drive along the straight line? Run circles in my mind. Feeling lonesome in my dreams, and it seems the sunlight never hangs around for very long. Though I hear a sweet voice sing, I'm gone again, listening to that same sad song. It's that same sad song. Waiting at the crossroads, looking out ahead. Amber lights quickly fade to red. Will I drive along a straight line? Run circles in my mind. Sometimes the mornings come too soon. Sometimes I'm staring at the moon, wondering why.
What a great sound. the quintet known as the Fireside Collective with the tune Circles. Well, a few more correct answers are coming in, and we're going to tell you the word. Good morning to John and Marjorie in Harrisville. They came up with it. I'll tell you now that P is in the first position. So we're looking for an eight-letter word. The clue is apparent. And you now know P blank L P blank blank L blank. Zach was able to come up with the correct word. Well done, Zach. And a correct answer from Tommy in Richmond, Virginia as well. And I mentioned Sharon in King, North Carolina got it. John and Addie in East Deer and Tom in McCandless. We will share the correct answer with you in just a moment. Here's hoping you'll let a friend or family member know that we are here. You could drop them an email and tell them they can listen right along with you at slbradio.org/radio, or on a smart speaker using the TuneIn or Simple Radio app, or the smart speaker's native radio app. However they may choose to listen, we're so glad that you'll help us spread the word.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from Spatial, providing customizable radio automation software and streaming solutions to radio stations, broadcasters, and businesses around the world since 1999. Additional information is available at spatial.com. That's spacial.com.
Ron Berlin writes, we were talking about George Orwell earlier, and said, after hearing you interview Richard Blair, I'd called my friend Rosalie Rothman, a world-renowned local poet who was a friend of his. She is an Orwell expert and had done a program on his poetry on the BBC. She had written a poem about George and Richard in her latest book. She said, let's go to the play, and I'll give Richard a copy of the book. So we went to the theater. She renewed her friendship, and we enjoyed the play. This all happened as a result of your interview. Oh, thank you. And thanks for the picture you sent, too. I'm always amazed at the ability of radio to create community. The feeling is palpable. And that's also the correct answer to our crossword puzzle of the air, the word palpable. Why the tension in the air was palpable. We'll have another chance for you to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge coming up with our high clue puzzle. Just moments away, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger and Ron Berlin. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings on a network of great community radio stations and internet radio stations and streaming services, including Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, Loudspeaker 1, Fort Collins, Colorado, TuneIn, Simple Radio, Streama, Radio Garden, and slbradio.org/radio.
Sometimes it was all I saw. That ghost a knocking at the door with a sickle in his hand. Who's that little girl who didn't understand? I wrung my hands and called her name.
Furtado project here at the Saturday Light Brigade, and a song called It Won't Be Me. Get ready, our High Clue puzzle is about to be offered exclusively. Here, Ricky, please audit the syllables of the High Clue. Make sure they fit the 5-7-5 pattern. Once we've done our final quality control check, we actually build quality in from the beginning, but we inspect too. 5-7
Headliner joins you in supporting SLB Radio and Youth Express. Headliner is a cloud-based software that media makers can use to add video to podcasts, music, and other audio projects, making it easier to share their creations via social media, YouTube, and websites. Headliner also offers a photo and video library, text captioning, and simplified audio-video editing. Additional information is available at headliner.app.
Ricky, have you completed the audit? We're good? We're good. Here is the High Clue for today. This well-known mammal of the genus Mephitis spoke French in cartoons. This well-known mammal of the genus Mephitis spoke French in cartoons. Can you answer our High Clue? Well, good luck. 412-200-5975. Figure out what the High Clue is referring to. Turning the poetic form on its ear with our puzzles here. This well-known mammal of the genus Mephitis spoke French in cartoons. Good luck. That's our High Clue for today. Share your answer with us at 1-888-SLB-RADIO or 412-200-5975. Here's Tim O'Brien now at the Saturday Light Brigade. A song from Yip Harburg.
His holy place, said, Lordy me, what a sea of space, what a spot to launch the human race. So he built him a boat with a mixed up crew, with eyes of black and brown and blue. And that's how come that you and I got just one world, just one sky. We're in the same. It's the
same boat, brother.
If you shake one and you're gonna rock the other, it's the
same boat, brother.
Oh, the boat rolled on through storm and grief, past many a rock and many a reef. What kept them going was the great belief. To navigate, 'cause the human race was special freight. If we didn't want to be in Jonah's shoes, we better be mates on this air cruise. We're in the
same boat, brother.
Yes, it's the
same boat, brother.
If you shake one, some time for the crew to learn what's bad for the bow ain't good for the stern. If a hatch takes fire in China Bay, Pearl Harbor's deck's gonna blaze away. 'Cause it's the
same boat, brother.
It's the same
boat, brother.
If you shake.
Steam will come down. Them cotton bales are rolling mighty heavy, miles and miles around. I thought I heard the steam, but when she landed, landed on a levee below. I'm sitting by the river on the levee, waiting till the steam will come down. Noah, Noah, what a foolish man, built the ark on the sandy land. I said, who built the ark?
Brother Noah, Noah.
I said, who built the ark?
Brother Noah, Noah.
Brother Noah built the ark. I'm sitting by the river on the levee, waiting till the steam will come down. Them cotton bales are rolling mighty heavy, miles and miles around. I thought I heard the steam, but when she landed on the levee below. I'm sitting by the river on the
sitting levee, on the levee,
waiting till the steam will come down. Matthew stood by the Red Sea shore, smoting at the water with a 2x4. Said, who built the ark?
Brother Noah, Noah.
I said, who built the ark?
Brother Noah, Noah.
Brother Noah built the ark. I'm sitting by the river on the levee, waiting till the steam will come down. Them cotton bales are rolling mighty
heavy. Cotton bales are rolling miles and miles around.
I thought I heard the steamboat when she landed.
Landed on the levee below.
I'm sitting by the river on the
levee, waiting till the steam will come down.
Matthew, Martha, Luke, and John, all them sinners is dead and gone. Said, who built the ark?
Brother Noah, Noah.
I said, who built the ark?
Brother Noah, Noah.
Brother Noah built the ark. I'm sitting by the river on the
levee, waiting till the steam will come down.
Them cotton bales are rolling mighty
heavy. Cotton bales are rolling miles and miles around.
I thought I heard the steamboat
when she landed.
Landed on the levee below. I'm sitting by the river on the
levee, waiting till the steam will come down.
Matthew, Martha, sitting in the shade, thinking about the money that I ain't made. Said, who built the ark?
Brother Noah, Noah.
I said, who built the ark?
Brother Noah, Noah.
Brother Noah built the ark. I'm sitting by the river on the
levee, waiting till the steam will come down.
Them cotton bales are rolling mighty
heavy. Cotton bales are rolling miles and miles around.
I thought I heard the steamboat when
she landed.
Landed on the levee below. I'm sitting by the river on the
levee, waiting till the steam will come down.
Jeff Warner and Jeff Davis at the Saturday Light Brigade. And Tim O'Brien did the Same Boat Brother. I mentioned the lyricist Yip Harburg. Earl Robinson was the co-author of that song. A lot of correct answers coming in. Here is our high clue. One more time. This well-known mammal of the genus Mephitis spoke French in cartoons. 412-200-5975. Last call for your call. Ricky suggested I give you some audio clues. I think I can do this. I'm going to try.
Oh, how sweet. You. my darling, I love you.
That was a good suggestion. Were you able to come up with the answer we were looking for? Saturday Light Brigade charge to you if you came up with Pepe Le Pew. Or a skunk was also acceptable as a correct answer. Skunk or Pepe Le Pew, his love interest in the Warner Brothers cartoons, was Penelope Pussycat. And Pepe Le Pew, we had correct answers from quite a few folks, including Aline, listening in Maine today. Russ came up with it and said the taxonomy gave it away. From his biology studies. Pudge and Lamartine Pennsylvania got it, said in Barb in Oakmont. Mike and Mars said, in verse, I call this a slam dunk. You talk of Pepe Le Pew, a skunk. Tommy in Virginia got it, so did Zach and Rich in Edinburgh. John and Addie in East Deer also got it, so did Stu in McCandless. Linda, who is now awake with the other half of the dynamic duo, Fred, and a correct answer also from Kathy in Youngstown, all coming up with Pepe Le Pew, or simply the skunk. You knew I had to, right? Here's Loudon Wainwright III. From 1972.
Crossing the highway late last night, he should have looked left and he should have looked right. He didn't see the station wagon car. The skunk got squashed and there you are. You got your dead skunk in the middle of the road. Dead skunk in the middle of the road. Dead skunk in the middle of the road. Stinking to high heaven.
Loudon Wainwright III, and one of his, really, his first big hit, maybe pretty much his only top 40 hit. This is Cindy Callett now at the Saturday Light Brigade.
Fun, or if the ice is melted in the cooler again. Oh. Well, the skunk don't care if I lost my checkbook, and the skunk don't care if I lost my
mind.
Skunk don't care if the rafters aren't straight, or if the beer's not cold, or about the latest debate, or if we have no house by the winter time. Oh, the skunk don't care.
Or fright,
that skunk comes just about every night and doesn't go away.
Skunk don't care. Oh,
the skunk
don't care.
That's Cindy Callett. Correct answer for skunk or up skunk. Also from Bonnie. Who mentions there are a lot of skunks in Northeast Pennsylvania, which is where she's from. And Russ, I mentioned before, he and wife Sharon have biology in their background. And Russ writes, the reason skunks have their odor is because of a gland under their tail that produces and sprays their stink. That's a quote. The spray is an oily liquid mostly made up of a substance called thiols with a sulfur component that is the earmark of the signature skunk odor. You could write wine bottle labels, Russ. That's thank you for that. You know, I'm teasing. Signature skunk odor, indeed. Well done if you came up with Pepe Le Pew or the skunk. It's now our pleasure to welcome Morgan Hawkins to the Saturday Light Brigade. We're going to talk about a concert taking place today and also tomorrow at the East Liberty Presbyterian Church by the Renaissance City Choir. Hello, Morgan. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks so much for having me.
It's a pleasure. And the program is called Like a Rainbow. Tell us a bit about the Renaissance City Choir and then a bit about what you'll be doing this afternoon and tomorrow.
Yes, Renaissance City Choir is our area's LGBTQIA and allies choir. We've been around since 1985, and we're really excited because this is going to be our first in-person Pride concert, which we typically hold every spring, but we have not been able to hold one in person since 2019, obviously. So we're really glad to be able to hold our concert again at East Liberty Presbyterian Church outside in the courtyard. It's going to be a beautiful day, and we definitely hope to see some folks check out the show today and tomorrow at 2 o'clock.
I remember when Renaissance City Choir was founded way back when, and I'm so glad you're still here and that people will be able to hear you live. How many folks are in the choir now, and what can you give us sort of a hint about what you'll be performing?
Sure. I think right now we're standing strong at about 40 to 50 folks in the choir. We'll continue to grow, I think, as people, you know, feel more comfortable joining us, singing in person again with the pandemic and everything still going on. But we still have a great group of people today. We're going to be performing some amazing music by, if you caught the hint, Cyndi Lauper, as well as Pentatonix. We have music by Lady Gaga. It's going to be a really fun show. And we also have some pieces that are, you know, really rooted in social justice and activism as well. That's definitely a core part of what we do as a group.
And do people need to get tickets in advance, or what's the best way to take part? These shows are
sure,
both 2 o'clock today and tomorrow, right?
Yes, today at 2 and tomorrow at 2. Tickets can be purchased online in advance at our website, rccpittsburgh.com. We will also have tickets available at the door. And then tomorrow we'll actually be streaming the concert online as well, so people can check that out if they can't make it to us in person.
Terrific. And if folks might be curious about becoming part of the choir, is there a time when you have auditions or welcome new members?
Yes. So this is the end of our, you know, current season. This is our final show, but we will pick back up with placements later in the summer, late August. It's a really simple process to join us. You don't have to be a professional singer or have any kind of particular training. We have lots of folks on a broad range of experience levels. The most important part is that you love music and you love community and support our mission. So we'll definitely have announcements later this summer about when people can sign up to join us. We'll start practicing for our holiday concert beginning in early September. So people should definitely follow us on Facebook and join our email list so they'll know when we get announcements about those times that they can sign up. We would love to have some new folks join us.
And you've been very kind with your website, because nobody needs to know how to spell Renaissance. It's simply RCC, RCC Pittsburgh.
That was exactly the idea.
RCCPittsburgh.com is how you could find out more information. Thank you so much. I know it's got to be a busy weekend. Is there anything else you wanted to mention, Morgan?
Yes, we would love to see folks there, you know, at a time when, you know, we've all gotten some, you know, pretty devastating news that we feel like might affect our community. We're here to kind of bring the joy back and kind of be resolute and really solidify our community, at a time when we really need something good to hear and some good news as well.
Well, the program is like a rainbow. The Renaissance City Choir today, June 25th, and tomorrow, June 26th, East Liberty Presbyterian Church at 2 o'clock, rccpittsburgh.com for additional information. Thank you, Morgan, for being here with us today.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Take care. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP-FM in the Anda, WMCO New Concord, WSAJ-FM Grove City, WCUC Clarion, WNJR Washington, and internet radio stations and streaming services everywhere, including slbradio.org/radio.
If you want to sing out, sing out. And if you want to be free, be free. 'Cause there's a million things to be. Know that there are. And if you want to live high, live high. And if you want to live low, live low. 'Cause there's a million ways to go. You know that there are. You can do what you want. The opportunity's on. And if you find a new way, you can do it today. You can make it all true, and you can make it undo. You see, it's easy. You only need to know. If you wanna say yes, say yes. Say no, say no. 'Cause there's a million ways to go. You know that there are. And if you wanna be me, be me. And if you wanna be you, be you.
there's a million things to do, you know that there are. You can do what you want, the opportunity's on. And if you find a new way, you can do it today. You can make it all true, and you can make it undo. You see, it's easy. You only need to know. If you wanna sing out, sing out. And if you wanna be free, be free. 'Cause there's a million things to be. You know that there are, 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 you know that there are.
David Lamont at the Saturday Light Brigade. And if you want to sing out, sing out. I've been looking for the Soundhound all over, and he has asked if we could play his original theme song by Cheryl Ann Hawk. There you go, boy. There you go. He'll make his appearance momentarily.
The Children's Museum of Pittsburgh and Museum Lab are proud to support the Saturday Light Brigade. Time tickets are available at pittsburghkids.org. The museum is open Thursday to Sunday from 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. Museum Lab is open on Saturday and Sunday from noon until 5. The Children's Museum of Pittsburgh and Museum Lab are filled with opportunities to experience kindness, joy, creativity, and curiosity. Capacity is limited, social distancing, and masks are required.
Check that. Masks are strongly recommended now, and the museum is open daily.
Come on, dogs. Hey, dogs.
With Museum Lab open weekends.
I know a dog. I know two dogs. Hey, 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 dogs. Come on, dogs. Black dogs, white dogs, all kinds of dogs.
Hey, dogs.
Red dogs, yellow dogs, all kinds of dogs. Hey, dogs. Hey, dogs. Come on, dogs.
Okay,
hey,
Soundhound.
Dogs.
A lot of people decide to get out of bed when you come by, Mr. Hound. Are you ready? It's kind of an amazing thing. People wait. They step over to their phone. They get ready to text. It's your turn now. The Sound Hound is here. We're thinking of calling him Sparky because he has a friend named Sparky out there in McMurray. Let me get the sound.